Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus. Amen. We return again to 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, words read a moment ago. God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give you." And in verse 12, the Lord said, "Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you." This is our scripture. Brothers and sisters in Christ, beginnings. How pivotal are beginnings? The young prince Solomon begins his reign as king of Israel. You begin this week, either the first days or another term at the seminary. Beginnings hold promise, so much promise. But for that reason, beginnings are stressful. Even young, brilliant, and privileged Solomon had butterflies. Who am I that I should rule over Israel? Growing up in the security and luxury of the palace, Solomon never faced an enemy like the Philistine giant Goliath, as did his father David. Young, untested, and surely unseasoned, he was at this point in his life not the Solomon who composed 3,000 Proverbs or reportedly 1,000 Psalms. He was not yet the Solomon who was the expert in every field of knowledge in the ancient world. He was not yet the Solomon to whom the world turned, the Queen of Sheba too, in admiration of his wisdom and knowledge. Though early on the leaders, commanders, and judges of Israel committed to him, in his heart, this youthful king was troubled by the "Who am I?" question. Who am I that I should go out and come in before so great a people? When a man enters this seminary and walks to his first classes in the study of theology, the pressure is already on. The church is already waiting, holding up the mantle of call and office, preparing to bestow these gifts upon him in the name of Christ and at the hands of the church's pastors. Who am I for such a calling? Ever asked that question in recent days? You know, it is within a student's reach to get good grades, to win the approval of his peers, and even the favor of his mentors. But to go out and come in among the people of God's church, to face life with them and share their burdens, to bring them and their sins before the Almighty, to proclaim to them a word they are not always eager to hear, to dispense energies and time and life as one expendable for their sake, to be a servant leader. These challenges prompt the humble plea, I submit, who am I that I should be a pastor in the church? For the young Solomon, coming to the throne was easy, but coming into kingship and ruling was another matter. And what pressure was on Solomon? the detailed, meticulous plan for the building of the great temple, which his father had carefully formulated for years, now was in Solomon's hands. What was he going to do? He faced the challenge to focus the attention and resources of all Israel on this single effort to raise to the glory of God an incomparable house of worship, an edifice, a place for Yahweh's presence among the people. And you, brethren, shall be undertaking that spiritual temple, the church, which is founded on no other foundation than Jesus Christ himself. And you may be asking how you are going to walk in the footsteps and in the shoes of one like the Apostle Paul, who identifies himself as the wise master builder. Ahead of us, these first days are years of focused study, much learning, and reflection. Who am I? The question is daunting, but it is not for God. The Lord fills our emptiness to the brim with his gifts. He came to Solomon by theophany, saying, "Ask what I shall give you." Brethren, look not at who you are and how inadequate you are for the great calling of the holy ministry. However, neither should any in our assembly, to the contrary, shuffle through this year's assignments, reading of books and writing of papers, quite indifferent, cocksure of his adequacy in himself and his boasting. Whether you are a fellow with a lot of butterflies or whether you are a fellow pretty much on top of things, the good counsel of this narrative of King Solomon is, ask, as the Lord invites, ask what I shall give you. Hitherto, said Jesus to the disciples, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, brethren, but ask not for trifles. Our Lord's ears are ringing already with our little aches and pains and our trivial frustrations. Could it be that he is waiting for the likes of us, budding theologians, to ask for greater gifts, for wisdom and knowledge, as we struggle with the great questions that theologians have always struggled with, and then some new ones today? You know those questions like, is divine monergism always intolerant of man's works? What does St. Paul mean when he says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling? What a question. Or the question, is the doctrine of the resurrection of the body always exclusive of some notion of the immortality of the soul? And still another, can a Christian divorced remarry in the light of our Lord's very severe words on that subject? Or can the missionary church discover some complementary relationship between anthropocentric dynamics, as we label them, and the gospel's power? How does the church grow? How grows the word of the Lord? These kind of questions, if you will occupy the serious theological student in his years at the seminary. And this is a very short list, to be sure. But it means to say, go ahead, young theologian, wrestle, agonize as you study, but then ask what the Lord shall give you, and ask not for crumbs, ask for bread. Solomon asked, and the Lord said, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. What more could we want from the Lord than wisdom? Wisdom to discern God's divine order of things, whether it be in the church or in the world or in our family or in our personal lives. Yes, His design, His will, His way, all covered with the bounty of His love, His mercy, His grace in Christ Jesus. Make no mistake, brothers, the wisdom we seek is Christ. The true Sophia emanates from Him. The Word eternal, the Word incarnate, the one who is the Alpha and Omega. And from the sacrament is Christ, His body and His blood. And with Christ, all wisdom and knowledge, some of it grasped by faith, some of it entertained by the mind, the intellect as well. This is an age serving up volumes of information, but all of it without wisdom, without Christ, what can it be? Little of nothing. So, my fellow learners in this seminary, whether it be your first days or whether it be your days after numerous years, seek, ask, and the Lord shall answer. When he finally proposed, the young lady, his fiancée, said, I thought you'd never ask. God is waiting. As surely as he was when the young prince had those butterflies long ago in Israel. Ask. Just ask. Amen. The peace of our God, which surpasses all of our comprehension, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.